Okay, everybody, welcome. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. And first item, meeting is being audio recorded. Next, we will review the agenda. We've got an appointment at 502 with Neil Stetson from Heath United, Union Church, excuse me. We have 510 with the highway laborer position interview. Welcome. And 6 o'clock, we have with the Finance Committee and Highway Superintendent. We've got some minutes, we've got some other business, and then we'll call it. Only two of us here. Melissa's missing tonight, had a previous issue to deal with, so it's Will and I. And what else on the agenda? Anything, Hilma?
No.
Will?
Don't think so.
All right. 5:02 on the dot.
Nice.
Perfect timing. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
Well, we have a letter that's in your presence, I believe, seeking a waiver for the building use on Easter Sunday. If you have any questions about that, it's going to be, we have a worship celebration, and then we have an Easter egg hunt for all the kids. And the young at heart can participate as well. If your hair is a different color, then you can still participate. And then following that all was for a lunch for everyone. So we are, Dennis Ainsworth is going to tune the piano at no cost to the town.
So nice. That,
you done? And, I guess, any questions that you might have?
Will?
No questions.
We'd like to do it to benefit the whole town. There's not a whole lot of things that we can come together on, and we thought that's something we can do. Sometimes church can be a pretty forbidding place to go to, so we thought we could
right here.
Come here.
So. Easter egg hunt sounds great.
I would like to make a motion that we basically waive the fee and use the building for your purpose.
And I will second that. Further discussion? All in favor?
Will I?
Rob and I. You guys are going to arrange who, are you getting people in and out or locking
yes.
up or how's that all?
Yes,
I'm assuming you will be here.
I'm assuming my marching order.
I was going to say. All right. Well, that's great. Great. Thank you for doing
thank
that.
You for
hopefully it's well attended.
Well,
hopefully kids
you.
Come and search
yeah.
for Easter eggs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. Well, and
yeah.
big kids. Little kids and big kids. Come and
oh, yeah. It's not just for
let us know if you need me to help set up or anything.
Okay.
Like so I'm glad you
will do.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be in touch on the specifics.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was easy.
I'll leave some.
Oh, have some cookies.
I'll leave some invitation cards in the back.
Okay.
So if you want some.
All right.
I'll just leave them on the table.
Perfect. All right, we have to kill a little time. We got 5 minutes. Oh yeah. Well, we might have people who show up later though too. But anyway, is there people here for public comment that wanted to have any public comment? No. Yes. No. Not on that. How about minutes? You want to do minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do, is that okay? Knock out minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to look at Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes from Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. You got anything, Will?
I looked through them and I could find nothing.
Really?
Yeah. I looked through it several times. I think I could find a comma or a period or vice versa.
You didn't notice anything?
Yeah, why don't
you? Well, I think so.
You think so?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're out right because Elisa sent me an email saying she didn't find anything either.
Am I looking at the right ones?
March 18th?
Yeah.
That's what.
Not very nice.
What are the names of the planning board members? I can't believe nobody, of all things, I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't even know people's, everybody missed names, and they're on your planning board, too.
That's, yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, so we have a new planning board member, his name is Steve Mason.
Oh.
Not sure who he is.
Okay.
It's a gotcha.
All right,
Anything else?
The only other thing was, that's one that just caught me that was kind of funny, but in the paragraph right before that, the last sentence about the Mohawk Trail School District 2DAT Sustainable Studies Report, that last sentence that said the possible opening of a new elementary school would be 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just clarify that a little bit more, that, you know, if, I know that that attaches to the one before, the sentence before, but I think we should really make it clear that that's, if that direction is chosen.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. Really drive that home, that it's not,
it's
just
a maybe.
It's
a maybe with a capital M.
Yes. If you could just add a little more wordage,
yes,
into that,
okay.
So that would be great, because I think people are going to freak out when they see that and say, we're getting a new elementary school?
Yeah. Sure.
And yeah, that was it. That is all I have. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 18th, 2025, as amended?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Will I.
Rob and I. I have to remember I have to second things, you know. Okay. Oh, boy. 508.
You could appoint.
Animal inspector appointment. That's in the mail. Mail number one, I think, maybe. So you'd have to make a motion to that, please.
Okay.
Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, I'm just.
Because just so understand, the nomination for animal inspector falls off of the time that we do our inspections, mm-hmm, for the town, you know, our regular regular nominations and appointments. So we have to do this one,
okay,
per the state requirements.
All right. I would like to make a motion to appoint Amy Jarvis as the animal inspector.
And
I'll
second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Will I.
Rob and I. So you'll send that and take care of that?
Yes,
I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do now? Oh, boy. But just draw this out. I'll kill a minute. The other ones might take a little bit more. Okay, it's 5:10. It's 5:10. And hang tight, please. Hang tight, please. Jason.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Robin. I'm sure you figured that out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've informed you about me.
Nice to meet you.
I
thought you were awesome.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I know you've already met Will, because you already had an interview with him and Helma and Tyson.
Yes.
Yes. So.
How you guys doing?
Good. I'm good.
Doing well.
So, we received, the select board received a recommendation from the interview committee to offer you a position. And I always like to have people come in so I can at least see, and so the rest of the select board, which would be Elisa if she were here, but she's not here. She would have been able to meet you. But can you, I know I have your resume and I have the questions that were asked and the answers, and then Hilma did some follow-up and reference checks. We have that information, but can you just give us a little bit about yourself, just so
I can get to know you? I am currently working as a bus driver for Kosmeskis. I have a CDL license and interested in working for the highway department. And my past experiences of I was a carpenter at one point, so I have construction experience. Worked with the town of Conway a little bit, and so I have some experience with the highway department. And yeah, so I want to pursue that more so in the town of Heath, because Tyson expressed that there was an opening.
Yep.
I thought it would be a great opportunity to use my skills that I have and learn some new ones. And I have the CDLB license. I do not currently have the hoisting license, but I'm going to get it and train to do that.
Okay.
And so yeah, that's
great.
I look forward to, you know, working with good people, and so far I've been very happy with everyone that I've dealt with in the town of Heath. I think it would be a great experience for me to join a team that is collaborative in their work, and I think that for me is important.
Have you been able to meet Jason? Jason?
Jason? Yeah, okay. Huh? Were you going to say something? Well, I asked Tyson to go ahead and extend an invitation.
Yeah, I did.
That he could come tonight, but, you know, with his personal schedule, it's rarely possible.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you have other questions for tonight? I know you've already met. Anything you'd like to add or talk about or from the interview that you share?
Well, I'm basically impressed by your wide variety of experience. That would be pretty handy in the carpentry and certainly we have a need for that. And, you know, the fact you have a CDL is a big plus. You can acquire a job. I have no further questions.
Did you get to talk about like the schedule? Did you guys go over that at all? Are you aware of like being on call and the plowing, snow removal, and you guys talked about that? And
yeah,
that works into your wheelhouse?
It does, yes.
Okay.
I'm willing to be on call, work overtime if necessary.
Yep.
I think you said the schedule might change. I'm okay pretty much for 10 hours.
You're okay doing the switch over in the
decent
weather if they so choose? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's good. I had one of the questions I had asked Helma to bring up, and I think that happened. I saw it in the note, was just how you handled conflict, if you had any concerns about how to handle conflict. Sometimes entering into a new job with a new boss and new coworkers and answering to a large group of people, the town, can bring challenges in itself, you know. And I wanted to make sure that you had some good ideas or good tools or good rules of thumb for handling conflict, because that inevitably it comes.
I'm very personable, and you know, I've already kind of dealt with people coming to me, like when I started working in Conway, like I was a new guy, so like they're like, oh, I'm gonna go to him and tell him what we need.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I enjoy talking with people and helping people, so that for me is something that I'm not gonna turn them away, and I'm not gonna make them think that what they're saying is not important. Everybody has, you know, reasons for wanting something, or, and it is everybody's thoughts are important.
Okay.
That's the type of person I am.
Great. Do you have, are you thinking of this type of a position as a stepping stone to another down the road? Is this something you're interested in long term? And I know not everybody knows, you can't read what's going to come, but sometimes people have like an ultimate goal down the road that they want to achieve.
Yeah. This actually working for the highway department was like for a long time a dream. So I think I would love to stay and keep at it. You know, that's my intention.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate the answers. Well, I had read through everything, and because I'd asked Toma already about things, and I had asked a little bit of follow-up and made some other calls of my own. So, I mean, I feel pretty good and confident in accepting the recommendation. Have you, Hilma, did you guys in the interview go over any other things about like insurances? Were there any questions about that? Did you have any questions for us about the position in general that you don't already have answers to?
We mentioned there was health insurance and dental insurance, I believe.
Yeah.
Like your paper is like every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
And you can choose to have a family plan.
Yeah.
If you choose to do that.
Yes, and whatever plan you choose, the town pays 75%. So it doesn't matter if it's an individual plan or a family plan, the town will pay 75% of the premium. And then whatever the other 25% is, like the balance per month will be, say, divided between the two pay periods as to what's deducted from your pay.
There could be a couple plans to choose from.
Options.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And the you had talked a little about, like, I think there's holidays and personal. Is it personal vacation?
Yes.
That's a time.
Three personal days a year. 5-6 sick days, which accumulate if they're not used, and then vacation starts at 2 weeks paid vacation for the first 5 years of employment, and then it bumps up to 3 weeks.
And does it carry over?
It carries over like 2 years, like say what you earn in. What I earn in fiscal year 25 will carry over through fiscal year 26. It's kind of like you have 2 years to use it.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't carry over indefinitely.
And if you don't use it, you can accumulate more. Kind of, is that how that works?
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And a recommendation came to us for a starting salary. Hourly of 26. Did that get discussed already?
Yeah.
Yes, we discussed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and you mentioned after 3 months there would be like a review.
Yes. Yeah, I explained that.
I saw that 90 days or July 1st, whichever came first, depending on your start date.
Yep.
So then you would have a meeting with Tyson as your direct supervisor and kind of review where he thinks you're at. And I think we'll also do either Will as the highway liaison will take part in it, or you know, if we feel that it makes sense to come and sit with the select board, and we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah. What other things? You did a lot of talking anyway.
We did a lot of talking. Tyson, well, we pretty much explained to him what Tyson's first winter has been. That's now storms only came nights or weekends or holidays.
Right. Yeah, this was one of the more called in storms. There were a lot of time put in compared to the last 2 years before, maybe, I think, about 2 years before. This was definitely a bigger year.
Yeah.
All right, you want to make a motion?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion that we offer the position of Jason Batwell at the rate of $26 an hour to start as a skilled operator laborer on our highway department.
Highway laborer, is it, when, is that what's the title?
Yes, skilled operator.
Is that what it is? You got it in front of you? Okay. And that will do a review in 90 days or July 1st, whichever comes first?
Correct.
Okay. I'll second that. Further discussion? The only question I had was, if you accept our offer, what, I think it said you 2 weeks notice, are you thinking about when you'd want to start? Do you have like an idea in your head? I mean, you said you'd like to give 2 weeks notice, but I know that it could be longer.
I would, and I know that we're kind of like going into the middle of the week. So like, I was hoping to maybe give them to like the 14th, so, so like I can give two full weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
After this week.
Okay.
If we're talking this soon, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Will, aye.
Rob and aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Should you accept the position? Are you,
yes, I do.
You are accepting the position. There you go.
Give us a, okay.
All right. Well, good. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you're smiling. I hope that in 9 months, you have that same smile on your face. That's your task. Should you accept it?
It's only the same thing depending on the day.
Yeah.
I will do my best.
I think you'll get along perfectly fine with Jason. I don't know, I'm gonna have to figure it out.
Tyson he's got a club with nicknames.
Yeah.
To distinguish one from the other.
I think didn't you guys just call him Jay? Yeah, I think you call him Jay and Jason. That'll be fine, yeah. Yeah. Did you meet Kyle? Who's vacating his position? That's Kyle, right down there.
He's the one that left me stranded.
Yeah. He's leaving all of the unfinished work.
Yeah.
You'll see him, Kyle, soon enough.
I told him he couldn't leave till the work was done, and it's not done, and he's leaving it.
Kyle will still be around. Kyle is a wealth of knowledge.
He's not leaving town.
He is a wealth of knowledge. He'll still be very close from time to time.
Say yes.
What?
Say yes.
What?
That you'll be helping when they need it.
Yeah.
Let's say answer and the affirmative.
That's enthusiasm. That's enthusiasm.
He does that to me. If he doesn't want to answer,
Kyle,
he just pretends he doesn't hear you. It's like the dog.
All right, well, that's great. And there's still three.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, other thing, you're good? You gonna hang or are you taking off?
I'm good. I don't know.
You can stay. If you want to, if you stay, you'll hear about the budget.
Yeah, you can hear about the highway budget.
which can be depressing right from the get-go. You might want to leave, that's right. Go away, don't listen.
We're not talking about money we don't have.
But we can't start that conversation until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Because we need the finance bank, huh?
Yeah, so we'd like to get them.
So we're going to have to,
can I?
Yeah, sure, what?
Well, I don't know. Was public comment earlier the only public comment?
No, I was just going to keep throwing them in there. Why? Did anybody else have public comments?
Well, I do.
Oh.
Well, why didn't you say it before? Because I didn't want to.
Oh.
Because it was the timing of things.
You told me to do it before.
I know I did. That's because I wasn't... thinking.
All right, Hilma, public comment.
Okay, so since he's here, I would like to give a big thank you to Kyle for all the hard work that he has given the town during the time he has worked here. Probably never a day that he was a minute late. He was always early. He gave the job like, I don't know what, a man and a half worth of labor and looked to see everywhere he could to save the town money and to get companies that would provide better service for the town. And I just really appreciate all that he has done. And I don't, I'm not saying that because it's gonna end. I know you have, you'll be over on the side. So thank you very much.
Nice. Very nice, Omar.
You were mad at me before.
I've gotten over it.
Moved on.
We've got Jason now.
Well, it'll all be good. It's fine, right? It's another, Jason can just pick up the slack. I've got a lot to learn in a short period of time. Hey, I figure if you could drive a school bus, you could do anything.
That's hazardous.
I said to Kyle, why don't you drive a school bus?
Oh my God.
The work, I know that.
Better speak out of turn, but.
You know, no discipline problems.
I figured the kids wouldn't know what to do. They'll be quiet the whole ride.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Looking forward with their hands in their laps. Just oh gosh, that's too funny. Can you imagine?
No.
And then I said something. About, I said, well, what about like a tour bus? That was my next one. How about a tour bus?
Only if I can drink on the one.
That's too funny. Too funny. Okay, now what? I gotta I gotta kill a half an hour?
You wanna, I thought you would
want a show or something.
You would have lots more questions.
No, because you did a good job. You sent out the information. I got to read it. I did my own research and I was ready. As always. Ready, ready. Well, let's do some of the other business. Okay. Can we do that?
Sure.
We're sorry everybody, we're gonna get rid of some of the boring stuff. FERCOG charter amendment article. Amendments article. Where is that? That's separate, right?
That I sent all the.
I know, I gotta find it again.
Separately, but a couple weeks ago.
Did you go through it?
It came into me March 4th, so I would have sent it out shortly thereafter.
No, I read it all. I just got, I want to find it and have it in front of me. Do you have it? Oh. Right here. Right. Linda?
Yep.
Linda.
All right. Lisa gave feedback that she had no objections to it. She thought it was...
Well, I was just going to ask that question if she read it. I already know I have no objections. I really did read it. I was fine with
it. Lisa said she read it and she felt they were reasonable.
So we just need to... The recording will pick you up. So we just have to vote to put them on the warrant. Is that okay? So you want to make a motion, Will?
Yes. So
you have it in front of you.
Yes, I do. I would like to make a motion to put the FERCOG charter change proposal for on the agenda for town meeting.
Add to the warrant.
On the warrant, sorry.
That's perfect. That's good. Second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Will, I.
Rob and I. And then the only other two items we had for other business that I had on here, or Homa put on for us, was the proposed changes to the zoning bylaws and the budget. So we were going to talk about the budget with the finance committee when they come in anyways. We're going to start with the highway department. And then proposed changes to zoning bylaws. So the update on that is the changes came into the select board's office. Homa, forward that off to council for review, and we're going to put it on the agenda for next week to discuss the results from council.
Yes.
And do they know we need it for them?
I told them in the email.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
That that's when you were
hoping
to.
Yeah, okay.
However, the changes didn't come in until I don't know, over the weekend.
Right.
Waiting yesterday morning, so that's when I got him off.
Yeah.
To town council.
So, Will, since you have both hats, any other feedback or thoughts or?
Not at this point, I mean.
Commentary?
Again, I'm interested in what's going, what council says about the wireless.
Okay.
Basically that article, or that change. The others seem relatively straightforward.
Right, I mean, the accessory units, that's right from general law, so
exactly.
That's gonna be pretty clear.
Yeah.
And the street one, we took that from council already.
Yes.
So that's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the new one of the wireless.
Correct.
Which I have to be honest, I'm just gonna say, because I think I've said it anyways, is it's a lot. I really don't know that I have time. I'm really gonna rely on other people's intel on that and what council has to say, because I don't know that I have time to fully vet it in my mind. But between now and then,
yeah.
It's a lot.
And there's a lot of technical jargon.
Right.
Which, you know.
Right. I'm gonna do my best, but I just.
Well, one of my concerns is that, there could be major implications down the road, and are the voters, it's like there's not, to me there isn't enough time left to fully inform the voters and to give them time to kind of mull it over and think about, you know, what possible consequences do I want to vote for? Because that's essentially what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's all about the, if you will, the consumer product that would or would not be available.
And we really need to, basically we're just voting to recommend or not recommend it. Right? I mean, we.
No, I believe you could say we won't put it on the warrant.
We can?
Why can't you?
I don't know. I don't know one way or another. Well, I guess let's see what council says about
it
first. And
you know, it would be, it's usually not expressed in that way, but it, to say like, we don't think it's giving voters enough time to really think this through and just not enough time for a thorough explanation. It's like, you don't really get that at a public hearing.
Right.
I mean, I know
right.
They're required to have a public hearing. And there would probably be a significant number of questions asked, but again, you run into a lot of things. Some people, they need to visualize it. You know, they need a written explanation.
I needed explanation myself. I mean, that's why I said it's going to take me a long time
yes.
to review all of what's been added and really
right.
Be able to really understand it and not just
and I think it's
vote on something I don't understand.
And well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but to me it's the type of thing that, okay, you get an explanation either, you know, written or oral, and you spend time thinking about it, and then you come up with further questions. And I don't know, just to me, it's like, this is a relatively important thing. We're not just talking about something like how much road frontage you need for your house.
It's a bit like trying to drink from a fire hose. This is
a lot.
So,
Well, we'll see what council says, and then the three of us will chat about it again next week. Hopefully, we'll have something back from them. All right, well, that was that. What else? Anything else?
Do you want to do mail?
Yeah, I guess we will. Boy, after finance committee, we're going to fly through the meeting after that. All right, mail, and mail's not even that much either. Because mail part, the piece one was the nomination of the animal inspector, that's done. The next one is the church request, that's done. The next is, you already know, it's the communication between myself and, or no, my update on the meeting that we had with Todd Gary and Tom Danick over the property, and that's kind of just been moving along. Mm-hmm. Did a fence, I didn't even notice, is there a fence there now?
No.
They didn't put a fence yet?
No.
No, but they did figure out a way to shortcut in and out of Danick's lot where they're parking.
What?
No, they're not using the access road. They've created a little shortcut.
A different shortcut?
A different shortcut. Like where
on Danick's property though?
It's all on Danick's property.
Okay. Alright.
But it,
well, there is another
it's
access.
Like it eliminates them having to say go from here and go up around and up the access road that
yeah.
the highway department made. And instead, they just go whoop.
Well, as long as they're not,
the line is
not disturb, it, right, as long as they're not disturbing Todd's property,
yep.
we'll deal with the
no,
rest.
No, they have not.
Okay.
It's not on Todd's
property. Okay. And, and then we have the February Fire Chiefs report. That's your FYI. And the update to the 18 March. That was just the update on the two District 8 towns. Nothing we have to do.
Yep, no, it was just there.
And then the March recycling from the update for Franklin County Solid Waste Management District.
Right.
That's all the mail. I think I should have a show going on here for everybody. Any more public comment? Oh, all right, yes, hi.
My name is John Peters, and this is my brother David.
Hi.
And he owns 8.5 acres on Swamp Road, and there's a couple of places there that water is coming off of the town road, either because the drainage ditch hasn't been cleared in a while, or there's a place where the stone wall had been pushed back onto the property that water is coming into his property. Secure things a little bit.
Okay.
We're hoping for some.
I had asked to have it cleaned out like 8 years ago.
Okay.
When I got the permit for the driveway.
Okay.
Culvert put in. And I know they had a busy schedule then. That's what I've been told now. I understand that. I didn't push it because I weren't building yet. It was an issue, but it was like I had enough to do clearing place.
Okay.
It was probably like 2 years before I was ready for a culvert anyways.
All right.
It just never got done. I've asked like 4 times, and now there's an issue where Mohawk Estates is calling it a wetlands. When I bought the place, I was told by Chris Narowitz that there was no wetlands on the first 5 acres is my building lot, that the wetlands is out back, mostly out back. And now Bill is calling it a wetland area, Bill Luttrell, and I've always called it a wet area because of it's coming over the front of my property, my building lot.
Okay.
And it's getting trapped behind the berm where the culvert is. It's not coming down the road and around like it's supposed to. It's coming over here, coming over there. It's coming all
over the place. And probably 4 or 5 years ago, which I might not have known it right away, they took the bucket loader and pushed my stone wall off into my property to let the water drain off the road. So it seems I've had a complaint about being down there, clearing it up to let some sun and air come in. And that was probably about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, when a hemlock tree came down right on, it's gotta be right on the boundary between all of the states and mine, and landed in the right in front of the culvert out into the road. It just pushed most of it right in the ditch, right in front of the culvert. And you know, they don't want my water going through their road. So they just left it there for to help them. And told me to get off the property, I was trespassing because I walked down the road. And there it sits for 5 years, and the uproot, the root ball and everything left a big hole to fill up. And yeah, I admit it probably does look like wetlands, but the front gutter ditch drainage before I bought it, it's probably been 10 years since I bought it. 2 years I got the culvert, and that's when I asked them once. Probably about a year or so go by, I asked them again, the other town boss. So now Milwaukee State is complaining that I'm down in wetlands. Yeah. And I haven't been down there for 3 years. The only reason I was down there this year was because it was a dry spell and there was no water. When I first started, I was just using my clippers anyways. But I like to see things cleaned up. I like to see them look nice. And Milwaukee State has been an issue from day one, and I guess I would say probably because nobody had spent on that property for so long prior to me. And so Margo helped me deal with the four-wheelers and the dirt bikes and burning my campsite furniture and stealing my wood. And to this day, they are still cutting my trees. They're still cutting their trees, cutting my trees, and leaving the brush, taking the good cordwood. So lately, Sioux Circle, I sold the place on Sioux Circle. And
right behind this property.
Sioux Circle is my back lot. I border Sioux Circle and the other lot. All I've been doing is trying to advocate for it. All I've been doing is telling them what the town told me. And I'm not going to do that no more. I'm either going to get some help or I'm going to get higher help. Because last summer and summer before, I raised up my hands on my property. Sometimes after I hear a chainsaw for an hour or so, I take a walk. The guy in lot 9,
25, Sioux Circle,
Sioux Circle,
is 9, yeah.
Sonny owns lot 9, and I don't, you know, I don't mean to bring up other stuff. I was really hoping one of the women that said they were going to check on me 10 minutes after I bought my property, got down my plate. Did we know there's wetland out there? We'll be out there to check on you. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. I like my girl likes, loves the swamp stuff, you know, as long as I got my building lot in front. Mm-hmm. We love animals. They don't give a shit about the salamanders. And I know you told me to F off and get the hell out of here. But one of the women had told me, you know, the black ones with the yellow spots are endangered and shit. But of course, I don't think they care. But anyways, I raised my hands because he had his excavator The year before, we had it right in the water. One track was almost buried, pushing stumps out of it. I will say last year, we waited for it to be dry. So we drove up the road, up and down the road until we found out where it was. Drove like hell down at high temperatures after we got out with this gun ready to punch me, and I started backing up. And I got two left neighbors down my ass already. You want to be the third one? So I've got two others. I must be the third one. But didn't quite draw back for a punch, but I was getting ready for it. And grabbed my hand and made me shake him with that. So we're all right, right? We're all set, right? I hear another thing about this, I'll be back. And I stood here shaking for about 10 minutes, and I didn't do nothing about it. So I've been a bad advocate for the wetlands, I feel. Part of the reason is I've had some incidents with cops before, and chiefs, and so I just wanted, to go. Been up here all my life, computers and store, and I just thought, I wanted a piece of it to live out my life and die here.
Well, it sounds like there's a, you got a lot of stuff that has to be unfolded,
exactly.
And we can,
right.
I mean, we can certainly, try to unfold some of that, unpack it, and see where we can help.
Well, I'm wondering if the other guy on Sioux Circle, seeing I catch these people sometimes after they've already been, so I just hear this running again this past summer, and I just went, the first time I just went for a walk, and I didn't even know that person had bought Sioux Circle. I just went for a walk. Notice brush on my property. My trees marked to be cut. And that guy, his name was Chuck, he was up at the... So the other guy, Sonny, then said, I bought the lot next door too, and I'll do what I want. So that was just a lie. He didn't buy Sioux Circle. So I said, oh, you don't look like Chuck. So he came down, and he actually felt bad about cutting the trees he did, and I asked him if he'd take the marker off my tree. And 2 weeks went by, and he never did, and I made a mistake of throwing the brush back on his property, and I shouldn't have, and I won't do that anymore. So he thought I trespassed it and put it there,
mm-hmm.
But he had already agreed to take it. So 2 weeks later, I said, he already agreed to take it, so I'll just throw it over there so we don't have to come on the property to get it, and I'll just throw it over there. The tag was still on my tree, so I ripped that off, and that was it. First time I ever met him, and he kind of held his head down a little bit like we knew. So the second time I ever met him, yes, I did walk out there knowing that he owned it then. But I was still going for a walk. That's my woodlot out there. This time we had a buddy with him. So he had told me, Sonny had got down his throat already that day about, you push any water on my fucking property and you'll hear about it. So he said that he had called Evers, before we got into anything, before he probably opened his mouth too much, told me that he was going to dig a hole out there and put a culvert in, and that Eversource gave him the permission to, and mind your own business. So I'm sorry, I'm not usually like that. I was just telling what the town made to me, that's all. Do what you want. And the first time I ever knew that he was the one who bought it, the second time I was out there, him and his buddy, had a buddy with him, and he's just started acting tough with me and totally different than he was.
Now, is this the same issue? This is a different issue?
They're old neighbors, so
okay.
I'm into the swamp.
I guess
we're asking for help on two different situations.
I'm going to need a...
That's okay.
I got paperwork. I'm not going to bother you with all of them.
No. Well, it's good. I just want to know...
The reason I didn't ask for help, because I'm out on the high tensions. My property goes into the high tensions. I abut Joe Masacchio. We're neighbors. He's given me all the permission and trust me to do anything I want legal to his tree line. There's a power company that cut trees out here.
Yep.
He said, you can have all the wood you want for your dad. And you want to mow that section? And I said, hey, I wouldn't mind mowing that section.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the deer come into the field and everything.
So you want what on that property? So the two different?
The high tensions goes to the swamp.
Yeah.
And then it some circle.
Yep.
And so I was out there getting wood one day.
Stay with me and get me focused on one because I'm going to get confused because it's good in your mind, but not mine.
Well, this is getting why I didn't ask for help because John Medina went by, locked up the cruiser, down high tensions at me, and stared down my throat about stealing my own wood.
Okay. All right.
And that's why I haven't asked for help all this time.
So when I unpack this all, we've got a handful of different people to try to help, right?
American
and we Greece. Can oversee this a little bit. We can try to help from behind. So first of
any
all,
help is what I was asking for.
Yes. And that's good. That's fine.
We're asking for two things. Number one, that the wetland that is way in the back, which is not part of the 5 acres that is buildable, should be marked so that nobody else can do any work on that area. And whatever the rules is, I think there's certain.
And that's on property, which that's on
it's
the.
30 Swamp Road.
30.
It goes on
to Sioux Circle.
Yeah.
It goes on to Sioux Circle and
water.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So we can follow up on that.
So I mean,
wetlands. That's a wetland concern.
He's already dug a hole with the excavator.
Okay. And then the other is the culvert that's.
Anything else get.
The other is
the other issue is what's coming off the road. That's
okay.
In front of the property, which is making it so you can't.
And that's a town road that it's running off
Swamp
on. So
road.
That we can talk now. That
I
Tyson's here.
The day,
okay.
When it dries out, we can look at
okay.
What needs to be done.
All right.
You can't do anything now.
Yeah. Okay. So that that piece.
Right.
With Tyson, we can follow up. Will can make sure that there's follow up if there's any concerns or you need anything, right? So we can create that. And I think as far as the wetland piece, can we reach out to Helma? Can we reach out to?
Well, I was asking Bill.
Bill.
Well, he's talked to him a couple of times.
That's a gray area.
But well, that's
and I've heard this for. And
that's
I
okay.
Well, that. It's just I've heard so much that.
Well, we'll get some more. We'll get some more. Let me get some more information so it's
if
comes
that's
to
marked,
us.
And he's got his backyard marked as no trespassing.
At least it's marked so nobody else digs anymore.
Right.
That's what we're looking. That's what they're looking.
Yeah.
So if it's not a bill of trial, just find out what Bill has to say, and then we can take it another.
So
step.
Bill's not here tonight, Tyson. I mean, did you say Bill's going to be here tonight?
No, I said I had a meeting with him today.
You did
this morning.
Okay.
I had a meeting with him.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk to him tonight at the meeting. That's why.
No, tonight's just budget. Not just budget, but budget.
No.
But no, we can have that follow up.
Okay.
No, we will do that. And do we know how to get in contact with one or both or however? Do we have?
Sure.
Helma will grab that from you so that we can do follow up. And then if there's other issues. Let's try to get on
directions with this. I do kind of lean back and forth.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just had to try to stay in a direction that made sense to me, too, because it was all kind of new.
So you did say that the wetland, which is in your property, that the boundaries are clearly marked. With you've got a post-it.
No.
They've taken my post-it sign and thrown them, so now I've got another set of post-it signs I'm taking. What the guy did on number 9, my boundaries here, Sioux Circle, and he's here. He don't know enough how to read a grade, so he took his excavator and took the stone wall down, thinking it's gonna flow uphill or something. So it flooded his own house. I'd like to see the stone wall flat put back. Can't really do it with any equipment now. So I don't know if I can get out there with four wheeler or just rocks. But once he did that, it opened the floodgates for the four wheelers, the dirt bikes, everything. But Margo helped me with that. And again, I will say in the last couple of years, the four wheeler and that stuff has slowed down.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe because they were kids then and it's been 8 years and
they're older now.
Or something. But I've been flipped off.
Well, let us see what we can do from the parts we can control and then kind of regroup and see what the next step is. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. I put a call into. Bill said he was going to put a call in too, but I put a call into National Grid the other day because, like I told Bill, it don't matter if I don't come up here for a week, 2 weeks, a month. Every time I come up, something's different. So this time I got an oil spill from the excavator from National Grid and swamp material all over my place, and I'm concerned whether it starts growing up like that. So the guy that dug out that swamp,
yep,
he used that material for the driveway. I went out there and looked at it. It's got that kind of stuff all growing the whole. It was never that way in 10 years, and now it's like it was up this high and just. And I don't know if I should get a, I don't know if I should get a no trespassing order against him. He's already warned me if I say anything, he'll be back.
Well, that's.
And that's why I wasn't sure if I should even mention him or not. But if Chuck's going to start having the same attitude as he is, and the other guy that cut my tree just finally saw me coming after a half an hour saw him, I said, I'll take a walk. And he just tiptoes over the stone wall and gives me a smile.
Let's see how we can do with these two things and then take a step from there.
Right.
We
need to post it. We need to have the conservation know what they can't touch because that's on the border of those two properties. And then
we will
stop water from getting out to the front.
Okay.
Thank you.
We will look at those things and then regroup. We'll get back in touch.
Thank you, ma'am.
Great, thank you.
Sorry, I've been so long.
That's okay. Well, that's, yeah. But we can take steps now. We can take steps. So, finance.
To help me help.
Hello.
Do you guys need to call your meeting to order?
We do. We've got four of the five of us here. Hey, Bob. So, let's call our meeting to order at 6 p.m. Ned, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hola, hola. So, the gentleman in front of you is Jason. Jason is the new hire on the highway department. Taking Kyle's spot on the highway department. But it's an altered,
It's good to see a little ute in the mix.
Hey!
Wow. Wow, really?
Poor Kyle.
He's sitting right here.
No, I was talking about the one exiting.
She got you in the coffin.
That's it. One foot on the
bed. Worth more alive than dead, so. All right. So on tap for tonight, to start with at least, is discussions with the highway superintendent.
You're on the hot seat.
Dyson. As soon as someone. We can give you a minute. We'll give them a minute.
I'm gonna have a cookie break. Would you like cookies?
Oh, if anybody wants cookies, Will's.
Yep, and.
Pan brought that, cooked them. They're over there. What are they now?
They're lemon.
Lemon, vanilla.
White chocolate lemon cookies.
What now?
She's gonna trick us one day. One day, they'll be poisonous. She's getting us like all conditioned for this.
It's a snack.
If Will doesn't show up, if she delivers them, go.
All right. So since you just called yourself the order, I know you haven't actually met to have any discussions. Did you meet? Did you guys meet on your own at some point without?
After the last meeting.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
All right, so I, other than just having a general discussion about the highway department budget and the big items of the salt shed and the truck request and the roads and this and that, I was just up for a general conversation and to hear what you guys thought, either as a group or each individually. If you want, where would you like to start? You want to start with some of the big ticket items and then go down from there?
I'll start with the salt shed. We don't have all the funding we need for it in the salt shed account, right? We're short by $180,000. So the first question would be, this has been needed for a long time. This is important. I mean, that's not a question, but I think we all know that. The question is, does everything have to be done in order to get this to a place that is safe and usable and proper, or are there stages? And, you know, I'm okay with Board of Managers, I just want to know.
Unfortunately, everything has to be done because it's got to be taken down and then the pad's got to be done. So once you do that, then we have no salt. So it's got to be a rolling process to get it done within time to get product and put it in there for next one.
Is there going to be another winner?
I was hoping that. Apparently, that's what they told me.
We're already talking about it.
Oh, you have to be up this year.
I know.
Jason needs some experience in heat winter, so we're going to have one.
So, yeah, it all has to be done. All the pieces and parts, because things have to be relocated. Maybe there's a couple, like I had mentioned in one of my emails back and forth when we were chatting, maybe there's a little bit of money here's and there's that can be saved, or the highway department does something.
Sometimes you find out there's a little more.
But exactly, that's why.
That's
why in my note today I just mentioned, I don't know if anybody got to see it, just about adding a contingency in there of $25,000 to bring that total cost up to equate out to where Dina said we're short that 180 or whatever it is.
So I will say, Finance Me has not discussed this as a group, but I would say for myself, it has to be done. We've got the money we're going to get allocated for it. We've got to figure out how to do the rest. I think that's a priority.
I did mention, are you guys going to meet afterwards? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So obviously pots of money are taxation, stabilization, ARPA's gone.
Is it?
Okay. No more ARPA.
Maybe it was I thought there was something there.
No. We've got Chapter 90.
Chapter 90 is the big pot, right?
Yeah.
Ned?
I'm interested, Robin, you where somebody listed $120,000 in stabilization. I've been beating the bushes to find any information on stabilization, being used to the old expense report, and I haven't found that yet.
It is accessible to you. Before I speak out loud, and let me pull up the, it's in the
other expenses report.
Is it in the other, or is it latest and greatest now? I look at it a lot, but I have to hang tight, and I'll tell you where it is. I know, hang tight, and I'll remind myself.
I sent I resent the latest reports out to everybody.
The expense doesn't tell you what's in the funds that's already there.
No.
Yeah.
We don't get that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We don't have that.
But they use.
That's what we need, to know what's there.
I know.
Yeah.
I get your, I hear you.
But we're all on the same page. A lot of times they don't roll it over until there's some sort of action or interest or something that's been noted. So then they roll it and then they make action so that it readjusts and shows.
Yeah, I know that, but.
Well, I'm just saying.
That doesn't help with the town.
Okay.
Trying to.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
No, it's in the grant line, whatever he calls it now. I was hoping it was in latest and greatest, but it's not. It's the, the special accounts like ARPA and all of those are in. Yeah, I do not understand this at all. I swear things. Change. I'm pretty sure it's 120,000. Where did I get that?
Did I not see it on one of your sheets that you sent us on that highway something? No.
I didn't print that one. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Am I hallucinating?
I put it in there, but I'd like to know where I got it from. I'd like to know where I pulled that out of.
Well, didn't he have them all as a, not the reports he sent last week, but wasn't it the?
It's in that whatever the,
once
is it called special grants or something like that?
Something
special
like
grant
that,
fund?
Yes. And he would have sent it like 5 weeks ago, maybe? Maybe more.
Well, let's. Oh, you got it. I just found it. It's in the. Stabilization fund. Yeah, it's 120. It is 120,000. Because here's the assessor stabilization. 12,176 audit stabilization, 26,6 accountant software stabilization, 13 tax collector, IT building improvements, vehicle stabilization. So, let's ask him, Helma, for an updated. I don't know what it's called. Grant fund balances.
The 120 is general stabilization?
Yes. Yeah. Grant fund balances. Let's ask them to get that sent out to all of the finance and select board members.
Okay.
It really should go out to everybody, all of the people who get the, because this affects other groups too, right? Like,
yes.
Isn't,
I didn't know it's a budget before I can plan it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'll just ask him for it and
then you can get it sent out.
Yes. I mean, if he sends it to his regular group that he sends latest and greatest, that's fine. And then there's still a few that aren't on that.
Yeah. So we'll get that so you'll have them, but it is 120 and change.
We would need a 2/3 vote at the ATM to put that money towards this.
Yeah.
Sounds correct.
So you've got that, and you have in your packet that I sent the Chapter 90 current funds, plus the anticipated for FY26 is greater than the 206. It's the
350.
Yeah.
because they
put that in there.
I think it's around 358, I thought.
So normally, if everybody remembers, normally we stay somewhere around 206,000 within a couple hundred dollars. But this year there was additional monies that were set aside for
mass transportation,
yeah, for over a 5-year period of time.
So that should stay extended over 5 years.
Right. And the Heath allowance was that 350
well, that's,
something thousand.
Yeah, that's what the governor is asking for.
Yeah, if it gets approved.
It hasn't, yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
not,
the case with any of
it. It's not set aside, yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
why we're planning on the 2-0 budgeting for the 206.
Yeah.
Yes, that's...
Well, that has to get approved, too.
Yeah.
So you know, right.
That's
mean.
Hopefully
yeah.
more certain, but yes.
Yeah.
We did get I got noticed today. Tyson doesn't know if he did or not, but he probably did. However, not having internet all day long until 3:30 was fun. So we just got noticed today that the FY25 fair share funds for Heath are $46,436.38.
But that where is that can be used for everything Chapter 90, is that what we determined?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
yep.
So added on top of the balance that we had before,
wait,
we can add the 46,000.
Yeah, 46 that I thought we had, what were we having at 50 something? Which is off the top of my head. I said I couldn't get on anything today because
I know you're all working at a disadvantage because you didn't have internet.
Yeah.
It all makes sense as to why the voicemails kept everything kept going to voicemails immediately.
I couldn't even get that because my phone's down too.
No, I kept calling up here.
Oh. Yeah, we did.
And
my
friend
was worried about it. My friend's telling
So, I just want to pull up the Chapter 90 and have it in front of me. So that's fiscal, you said 25?
Yes.
That 46,
yes.
The fair share?
Yes.
Okay.
So, could that,
so we had 343,000. Hmm?
So could that be applied to the salt shed?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, so it's going to go into the 343 pot, so
right.
It's going to be closer to 400,000 before 26, before the two,
correct.
Which puts us about, you know, 600 and
mm-hmm.
change,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in that vicinity. It could actually be more if the increased amount gets picked. So say we know 400,000, we assume another 200,000 to bring us to 600,000 in Chapter 90. With the intention, the reason why, I'll remind everybody, the reason why we didn't really do a lot last year was twofold. We had the turnover in the highway superintendent position, so we kind of just did what we had to make it, to get us by with roads last year, knowing we'd have to catch up at some point, but we just wanted to make sure all our monies, we knew where they were, what they'd been spent on, what we had to look forward to, and we knew we had the salt shed project. So it was all along the intention to use, if we, assuming we had to use some of Chapter 90 money for the salt shed. So, you know, turning around and saying that that's where we're gonna get some of this money does make sense on some level, based on previous conversations that we've been having for like 2 years now, I feel like. So, and we've also known that we had this the truck, so we've got the other big ticket of the truck at 110 thousand in the capital request, 111,000, whatever it is. So I think finance, we're really looking for a recommendation once you get to talk amongst yourselves as to out of those pots of money, what goes where? You know, does Chapter 90 cover the salt shed, and then the truck go get a loan for the truck and leave stabilization, take some of stabilization out. I don't know. I'm sure everybody has an individual thought, but
yeah, we don't have to discuss it. On the road repairs, obviously that's a long list and a big number.
It is, but the problem is as well, these are old numbers. And just like the truck, for instance, I had a call the other day from MHQ saying, hey, I hear you want a truck. Yeah, and I told them what I was interested in. They said, well, I'll give you a quote today. It's good for 5 days because nobody knows what the tariff's going to be. So that really does no good as far as specing one. That's why this truck, it's a leftover. It's already in the lot. They already paid what they paid. So once all of those are swallowed up, I think we're going to have a problem. And roads, these are the old prices, and the tariffs, as we know, spill down, rolls downhill. Whatever goes up is going to affect these prices, affect the blacktop price. Because petroleum is going to affect your building materials. Obviously, blacktop construction is going to go up. I don't know.
And I mean, I think everybody too, history tells us that, you know, this is the all of the big ticket roads. These are like all of the requests. We never are going to be capable of doing them all at one time.
No, definitely.
So we have to
That's
be.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got a big list, you got a big number, you have a prioritization.
That's what I was going to ask too, was where is the prioritization?
I think that I.
I have one.
I listed. Well, I took.
No, hell no.
When I listed them, it was based on the priority for which Tyson asked when he turned in those requests, so they could be changed. I don't know. I just took what you said was most extreme.
I mean, number 9 roadways, but that is a priority, but like me and Kyle discussed, that means everything. I mean, that's a total dig down, dig out, total wreck, and that's always going to be the pricey one.
That's $1 million by the time you get done.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And
is there a different way to fund it?
We get a lot of, if there was an easier way, David would let us know if there was something out there.
You're going to get Western Mass from Worcester out here.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, the only other funding method is taxation.
We probably have to look into creating a fund. It's not going to ever get a year. You're never going to get the money in a year.
Right.
And the thing with blacktop is a lot of you let it, I mean, say we've got this for 166 now. That's in the condition that it's in now. If we talk to them next year, we've been looking at their problems. It's going to go up to move them over. But that's not going to end. That's never going to end.
Right. So that was. So when we ask about priorities, and we were asking about some of these are so bad. They can only get so much worse. There's a diminishing return there, right?
If of course.
80% gone, it can only go 20% more gone.
Yeah.
If it's 10% gone, it can go 90% more gone. So when you rank them and you think about, if I do this now, this makes it a lot longer life, as opposed to I do this now and in 2 years I'm doing it again or doing something more.
Yeah.
So some
of these roads are in if you get paid on, it's just a band-aid. They just throw money out the window.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Where's the smart money? Where's the value spent?
Yeah,
I think Coleman Stage, in my opinion, because that's an egress. That's
a main road.
That's a main thoroughfare.
That's one of the cheaper roads.
And that is one of the cheaper roads. That's the 209.
Yeah.
Plus 100 grand on top of it for, you know, contingency.
Yeah, pretty much.
On number 9 road, for example, can you just take a section and do it,
my thinking is because, quote, that was kind of my idea, is Coleraine Stage is so bad and it's a main thoroughfare for EMS services getting in and out of town that could, once we do it that, can we bundle it with a section of number 9 road because the crap's already in town, we can, you know, it's basically, from what I'm looking at, what they're looking at is grind, level, and, you know, pave. So you're looking at, you know, you're not looking at just a chip and seal, you're looking at a full depth.
Yeah, and that'd be just full to depth. Move it over and down, you gotta pay for mobile demobilization.
Right.
So that's what you would pay for it as well, by just because they're in town.
Right, that's.
They will charge you the same amount to go from this road to move your equipment to that road than they will to come from Deerfield on a separate day to start their road. It's a mobilization, it's the same. These prices are for one mobilization. They'll come up and they'll put their stuff here, they'll run it to the end, they'll load their stuff on a trailer and take it away. I don't know why they do it that way.
Robin, do you want to start a business, like?
Just all the moving equipment, you'd be great.
Short-term paving business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the smart spend? I understand. I think it is important, Alice's point about emergency services, getting people to where the hospitals to doctors, especially considering the age of our population.
And I know poor Will is on the upper end of number 9,
but
the reality is we're not trucking him to Brattleboro, probably. We're trucking him on, you know.
He knew when he moved here there would be no help
just,
for him.
Just bury me in situ.
He's like, I got my board going, I'm good.
We got a tractor and we put like a little wagon on the back.
He's happy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, Co-Wayne Stage Road would be, because like Alice said, it was to get people safely and efficiently in and out of town.
Yes.
And that, where the road surface fixed, that lets us better take care of the road too. Because you can't plow that.
No.
You just can't.
So maybe if, when you guys are looking, you look at that road as, like, say that was the road that got done this year, as one of the big expenses, you got the truck expense, and then we've got the salt shed, and then see where all the numbers shake out, and see how much is relating, is still in Chapter 90 after you have your recommendations, and then we discuss. And then Tyson gets to look at it and say, okay, well, I can accomplish this and this out of the other pot, right? Or not, because some of it you got to keep sitting there too, because you never know what sneaks in over the year.
You got to keep some. I'll look at the possibility and have them take number 9 in section. If we can take number 9 in section and do it over the next 5 years,
right.
The road done.
Right.
I just want to see progression.
Probably twice as much. Do it that way. At least twice as much.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that's the only recourse to have it pieced out, then that's all you can do. I hate saying it that way because I love it. Just you're here, do it, done. But
I mean, if that additional monies gets passed through, that's an additional $150,000 over 5 years. So that's a nice little chunk of change, which we'll should know about within the next, I'd like to say a couple months, but sometimes it drags out for 4 months or 5 months. We know that it can drag, but
yeah, if they table it or questions or back to the drawing board, you know.
There's also something else. So I remember, Helma, you and Jeff Johnson applied for a grant that we didn't get, but there will be other things that do come up.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be able to address some of these road problems next year.
The state's really looking at money to protect your asset too,
right.
Asset protection. So last time I talked to David Stokes, there was some stuff coming up on the town level, possibly,
mm-hmm.
as far as grants
mm-hmm.
on that. I mean, right now I just do have emails out to the state about doing that for the town line to state line for 8A. So that's not going to cost us anything. That's something that they can't get to it this year, they're full. So it'll be probably next year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll chip seal that.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have that road to worry about because it is. But
is that the, because I know a section between Jacobs Road where it touches on either end has got, this winter destroyed that section. So is that just crack sealing? Is that what you're talking about?
No, they'll come in and they'll assess the road. The state will assess it and see what they have to do. But it's asset preservation.
Have we done crack sealing at all?
Yeah, they do crack sealing.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about chip sealing.
Keith has done crack sealing many times.
Right.
Just haven't done it the past two or three years.
So
So on the Jacobs Road Municipal Building, is that just the road or is that the parking lot?
That's going to be the road and the parking lot.
But you applied for a grant for that?
Yes, however, it
we
doesn't.
We didn't get it.
It doesn't, no. Basically, it doesn't qualify.
Gotcha.
Well, we tried sneaking it in. At first, if you read the grant when it first came out, it was for a beautification project, but it didn't list paving. And then when we did this work and Hilma put it in, they said, well, we'll only do paving if you're doing it to put lines in the bike path. I said, well, okay. Well, if they're willing to pave it, I'll put a bike path in, straight line.
It's got to be.
I don't care.
The white paint.
Paint it whatever color you want, but they
well, we'd have to do some creative redesigning to and put it back in.
And there's lots of money, yeah. And it was
for next year
because they're pushing. If we do that, and we add parking for say possibility of electronic vehicles, then they're more willing to come in and do something. But then we'd have to put the parking in, and we'd have to put a charge station, so that it's added stuff. It's not as cut and dry as they're making it seem to be.
We as sucking our electricity out of vehicles. Great. Signs up.
No, they pay for it.
No, I just need more to have people lined up for their vehicles.
Oh, of course. Well, you never know. Right? You never know. 5 years from now?
Well, Lyme hasn't. I am.
A lot of towns do now. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're Lyme.
Some type of grant.
Lyme. We're behind the eight ball because they're the same size we are. See, if we had those, we could have put in like bikes.
All right, so.
Can you try and prioritize roads? So
you
said Colerain Stage
is one. No, Colerain Stage is definitely one. And Summer Stetson, know that road is just going to fall apart. If we don't do something.
I live on it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And East Main Street, that was basically to tie in the old pavement that was done, I'm not sure, last year, year before last. Avery Brook's not horrible, but it's going to be running into the same thing. That one further down the list because it's still fairly decent. But again, that's the way in and out of town for the folks on that side, so.
It's only a little dicey if you get too close to the edge because there's really nothing. There's nothing after the edge. It's just a drop.
So it's really Colerain Stage, Sumner Stetson, and number 9 as it gets, can get
East
divvied
Main.
Up.
Yeah.
And then East Main.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We could use the center, save the center as a beautification part of that grant.
Not unless you're putting in lines for bike paths and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is so much there we could expand on. There's a nice little committee that wanted to work on that.
I agree.
Free money.
We came up with a lot of ideas.
There are a lot of beautifications.
There is.
That are out there.
Yes.
Well, especially in a historic center.
Didn't one just come out not too long ago? Parks and Rec type thing? Did I dream that?
A grant?
Yeah. I'll have to look back and check that out. For some reason, that just popped in my head.
Don't recall what.
Might have dreamt it. It's going to be sad, but. Okay. What else on roads, trucks, and salt? Finance.
I think we have to get that and discuss it, but
yeah.
We have to figure out, you know, the chapter money is the sure money. Anything we ask for taxation, loan, stabilization fund, that's all got to be voted on.
Right. We often do trucks through loans that get voted on.
Yeah.
Very often. Yeah. Very often.
And all at this point in time, well, like last May, June, whatever, we got the last of our vehicle equipment loans paid off. So there are
so it wouldn't be unheard of.
Yeah, we have no open loans.
Mine is broadband.
Mine is broadband.
Well, I don't count that. That's, well, it's not for highway.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's borrowing.
And it's, well, that's a lifetime sentence, Alice.
Yes.
Highway only goes for 5 years at a time.
Right, so, I mean, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to go that route on the truck.
Is there anything else you'd like us to consider?
No, those are pretty much my priorities.
From the select board, the Helma, what you sent out, the updated budget you sent out today?
Yeah, just it.
Yeah.
That,
like 4 o'clock.
Does that include?
Okay.
Well, I know the internet, so who knows?
Right. Does that include the 3%?
Yep.
On the salaries?
It includes the 3% salaries that you calculated. Yes.
Okay. So you guys haven't talked about that either, whether you accept it or not, but can you put that on your list?
Our minutes have been posted. We said we recommend.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
3% COLA.
Two meetings ago.
Two meetings.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're good with that? So that's on there. So
when you decide something, could somebody make sure to communicate that with me, then what your recommendations are?
Yeah, we can copy them in the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so we'll put that on our agenda for next week to vote on that. We'll wait until next week when Elise is here.
Okay.
We need that. Did we have other items that we, I think that was really the only thing that I can think of that was hanging out. Oh, nope, one more thing, sorry. I've mentioned this, I think Alice too, I've been passing mention to Alice. We would like to have a line item in the budget on the warrant. I don't know how best to handle it, but an additional chunk of money this year included for the town coordinator transition. So I'd like you guys to think about that. I don't know what that number is, whether it's 25,000, whatever it is. But it could be anything.
Training,
yes, trialing. Yeah, anything that we figure out that we have to pay during that transition period. I think it would be make good sense to have it be a separate line item, warrant, however, article, however it all makes sense so that voters know we're putting this odd amount of money away for this year to make the transition and that it's a one-time expense. So maybe it's an article. I don't know.
I think it shouldn't go under Article 3 operating.
Yeah, so maybe it's its own article at that point because it's a one and done. Yeah. So if you guys could talk about that and what makes sense, I just took 25,000 and threw it like a dart. That was my thoughts. What about you, Will? Anything?
It would be nice to know, and I guess finance could probably figure this out, and that is if we took out a loan for the truck, how much that would add to the mill rate taxation. If there's any way to kind of roughly guess what that would be. So we took a loan out for $111,000 or $100,000.
What's your interest rate?
Chris can tell us what the borrowing rate is.
With that.
Right.
And that doesn't hit for another year.
Right.
Right.
But just take an educated guess, because people will say, well, how much is it going to raise my tax bill? That'll be a big question.
Yeah, that's the big question about the whole budget, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
well, yes.
The whole thing has to come together.
One way or another, right.
In a way that
right.
we can make sense of what we're going to ask people to pay.
Right.
And you're going to send us, you're working on the actual warrant money items?
Oh, am I supposed to do that?
Yes. So we have any of the money?
Yes, I certainly will.
Money
yes,
articles?
I am.
Yeah, okay. Get that to finance also?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm looking at an old Article 3, but does it look different this year, or is it just how we have it laid out at the moment?
It's what we've been using is, yes, it looks different. Yes, it is different. It's what Dave came up with based on the Vadar system. I do not believe that's how I will work it to present to the voters.
A lot of information on there.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
Well, so I understand the Vadar and the accounts and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff we have consolidated over, and what we consolidated can be voted as such, but it doesn't necessarily, we're not going through the minutia of breaking it down of, you know, vehicle equipment and whatever includes gas and oil and all
that.
That
isn't even on Dave's worksheet.
Well, it's got to be, because something, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look like how we voted it for the last few years. So that's what I'm asking. I'm asking, is there going to be something that looks like what was, and maybe
I think
you're looking at something old, Alice, because
it's the
mine
same
the
list.
We voted it.
Right. But there's more columns.
Right, and we usually compress those columns at ATM.
The rows are the same, but the columns, there's extra information for us. Those will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There was one on here, though.
Because I feel like I'm looking at the worksheets. I don't care about the worksheets. That's too much busy information to look at. I'm looking for a comparative Article 3 to Article 3 to look at year over year. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, all the rest of it will come out.
All right. Well, it's just in the meantime, it's, you know, when the rubber's hitting the road and we're trying to look at things, extra is not what I'm looking for.
Can we, yeah, we'll get that. There is one thing on here, though, that I noticed under Department for Building Maintenance. You have that? 192?
Yep.
Why is Boards Clerk in there?
I don't know.
I think it would be good to move that. What do you?
Well, yeah, probably, except he's, for whatever reason, he assigned the number.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And he's got this ranked by the account number.
It makes no sense.
Our Article 3 worksheet, to a certain degree, is in a different order also. Things are not exactly
this way. I mean, I don't know where boards, would boards clerk go up? Because it covers, I don't know. Maybe it's why I got stuck in there, but it seems like it should go someplace different than that.
Yes, it probably should. It should probably go, I don't know where.
Maybe even, I mean, technical support.
I mean, it depends because it's...
I mean, it's definitely not building maintenance.
No, it's not building maintenance, but do you put it
technical
under
support?
Planning board or board of health or...
I don't care, I think any one of them.
But
not there. Have to ask him, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Because I have no idea that was his doing.
I can make a note on that and send it out even. I noticed it the other day and I was going to say something I forgot till Alice just brought that up.
Have you started building anymore?
Huh?
Have you started building?
Building Article 3?
That's it.
The budget
is Article 3 in the warrant. Are you asking about the warrant?
By the time we get to, warrant.
The warrant is accumulation of all the articles.
Transfer all of this into the old format that voters are used to looking at.
Okay.
that will have much less info. Pardon?
Many fewer lines.
Many fewer lines and columns. Well, many fewer columns.
I think this looks like there's more lines because there's just a lot more spaces in it too, you know, the way it's set up.
Yeah, the whole department.
The whole document.
Numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
We won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that we do not have in yet that we're waiting on?
Oh, for numbers?
The budgets, yeah.
Special projects.
Is there anything other than the highway department that you want us to make recommendations?
Legal fees. I stuck in $30,000 based on what we've already spent this year. Based on the fact that we're still dancing in court.
Not a very fun dance.
No, it's not.
When I think dance, I think a lot better than that.
Oh, no.
I think I should break it out by departments and attribute the legal fees to departments,
no.
And then we'll see where things roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, ZBA.
Hey, I've only had about 4 emails. I haven't landed us in court yet.
It's a good thing you put
you're
yet.
You're going there.
It's a good thing you put yet.
I want to get out of town before that happens. Somebody else will be on the books for that one.
Well, since there's already been a lawsuit filed.
Well, somebody, this isn't our first one.
Somebody's going.
That's right.
Well, not if it doesn't get rid, not if it gets resolved.
No, I mean, take a look down through, see if there's anything that screams out to you that you need to bring to our attention.
Are you sticking with COLA, or are you going to do merit as well?
What was that?
COLA raises only, or are you looking at merit as well?
The select board's got to think about that, not think about it, but talk about it next week a little bit. That was our homework for the next meeting when Elisa's here.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's probably the direction was heading in COLA. There's a couple of positions that might need a small adjustment.
And the highway department was saying their position.
We've got to look back at what the 3% is versus the recommendation. Some of it I think is in line, and there might be something that we have to think about whether we're going to how we're going to alter it. So there'll probably be a little bit, but probably not that much.
Are you expecting changes in personnel other than coordinator?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
What?
None of the financial team that I've heard of.
Well,
I don't think so.
No. Not that anybody's rumored about. I don't know.
Nope.
But the back corners, that's in mind.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, if anybody is, let us know, please, in the next couple weeks. Give us a heads up so we can make an appropriate adjustment in the budget. Send the word out. Send us a note.
Let everybody know. I won't be here next year.
And do we have closing nomination papers were due last week, correct?
Last Friday, correct.
So is there any change or potential change in that, particularly, for instance, I don't know, town clerk?
That's not up this year.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought she told me she was up.
Last year she
no.
was up.
Yeah,
just last year.
Well, I swore that she was probably not.
Did it? Oh, that's totally there was a ask, not that I knew about, but that did come up at the select board meeting last week about the possibility of raising stipends for a board or committee or, you know, and that we discussed and made a decision basically. Well, we didn't really make a final, we didn't vote on anything yet, but it was discussed that if we were looking at changing any type of stipends, that would have to be looked at as a whole, and that wasn't something we'd tackle before the end of this year, that the select board could look at it next year, and if we felt there should be a change in stipends and in the way we determine those, we'd handle that next year and then bring it to finance for discussion.
If you're doing these committees for the money, you're probably not best talent we can find.
I might figure my
hourly pay. Wait a minute, that includes them. Don't scare them away.
And we also, just FYI, we also are going to tackle next year. Well, I say them, because I don't know that I will be here depending on what happens.
Yes, you're right.
But I can't, you can never make those.
That's right. Somebody's going to come out of the woodwork.
Whether I'm here or not, the select board will be. We're going to be looking at the whole step system, the whole job classification, the step, because it's pretty antiquated. So that's something we're going to be tackling next year. So probably this year, going back to the question about merit raises, that type of thing, probably not so much this year, because we're going to really tackle it as a whole next year. Needs to be done. It's on our to-do list.
So I guess from a wrap-up perspective, we're looking at highway department for numerous things, potentially looking at borrowing, which will bump it out a year, which also then goes to the same year as merit raises, so uncertainty, obviously, on what's going to happen with the broadband and the state note borrowing and the interest rate with that for that particular time. God knows what's going to happen with tariffs, etc. So
it's
this year. I'm not worried about this year. I'm more worried at the projection of thinking about what could
down
the
be road.
Down the road, absolutely.
We're working with children. There's a lot of U.S. babies. We're in drill, baby, drill. Don't worry about it.
And just the reminder that we have no free cash this year. We have goose egg. When we're budgeting, we want to be as tight as we can without squeezing ourselves so tight that we have no wiggle room, right? Which is, we need to kind of loosen up a little bit.
Are we still at negative free cash, or are we zero, or like?
I think it was negative.
Stay that number until next year.
Oh, that's the number, huh?
That's the number.
That's it. Oh yeah, that won't change.
Until fall.
So while we're trying to be fiscally prudent, let's not be so tight that we can't breathe.
Well, right, because we time
we
so
don't know
tight.
The future. We
can't
go
on budget. That's not.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is we've tightened our budget down so much that there is nothing left at the end of the year.
Right.
You have to
don't
kind of like building a contingency into your budget. I mean,
building a savings.
Build your budget and then come in 10%
of it. Stuff.
Yes, Helma? Oh, I was just going to say on the sort of other side of the other side of free cash, the treasurer told me that after sending many letters to property owners in tax title, she has turned them over to the attorney.
Oh, okay, good.
So the attorney is now sending letters, and what do you know? Money is coming in.
Well, that's the thing. That happens in every town I work in. You send, as soon as you send an attorney letter, doesn't matter how many nice letters you send to them, once the attorney's involved, the cash starts falling. It's a known thing.
Because there was a chunk that we had this last year that definitely affected free cash, a larger chunk than what we have been rolling with for the last 3 years,
about
3 years.
Well, and that brings up a question that we've been talking about, is ensuring that, and this really isn't within our purview, but more the select board's purview, is
that we can make a recommendation
of when the town tax title's property. Does the, you know, whatever it's been, maybe it needs to tighten up a little bit.
Right now it's a year.
I thought that was set by state law.
No, absolutely not. I know towns that July 1st is the beginning of the new fiscal year, and they are tax titling properties August, middle to the third week in August.
So if you owe any taxes, if you owe your May taxes by July 1st, then you go into tax title
in
August.
September, yep. Well, and that is, I mean, versus a year. You're giving people a year, and then it goes to a higher interest rate. You know, it's like, it's, so it's just, the town bases its operating on a budget. When that money does not come in, it puts the town in a deficit.
Well, that's what happened this year. This was, and a, that's, this yes. was a tough, this was. This
and
was.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, and I'm not trying to say we should foreclose on people, but you have to say, sometimes it puts people into positions to make decisions that they didn't necessarily want to, but could put them in a better situation eventually. Yeah. But the town has to continue to operate. Without the funds to do so, we should then, you know, it runs us into a problem.
Well, in essence, if it kept growing, if that number keeps growing instead of coming down, you know, it keeps affecting your free cash.
Yes.
You get put in a situation that during the budget season, you don't have that little chunk of, even if it's $50,000, $60,000, and then you're looking to get a truck, you got to say, okay, well, now we're going to go and we're going to take a loan.
Now it's costing you double.
For offsetting the fact that we didn't get all of our funds. So, point well taken.
So
for
I
discussion.
Think, I think it should be a discussion.
The town has to have money to up front to put however many properties in tax title.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. All you're doing for the tax collector to roll it over to the treasurer, there just needs to be a lien at the cost of the taxpayer.
But the
taxpayer
isn't paying their taxes, they're also not fronting the money to pay for to have the lien filed up front. The town has to have the money up front.
Correct.
Yes, like get reimbursed.
Yeah. But it then goes to the process of, we know that by sending the letter by the lawyer, we get the money or a chunk of the
so
money.
So what's that cost to do a lien?
$105.
So
Well, we had a tax collector account. And I don't know what happened with that. I think there was...
But there's a tax title revolving fund, and the part of the problem is that every few years, lots, thousands of dollars gets put into it. It pays for the filing fees at the registry. And then when the money comes, when the property comes out of tax title, so the taxes are, you know, paid up front, the fees are paid by the property owner, it just all is deposited into the general fund, none of it reimburses the account. And I don't want to hear it, Alice, because I have said it many times.
Whoa.
A revolving fund is you spend it with the with that you're going to like have it. It's like you.
So the money's not being put back in, and it needs to. So we have to talk to the accountant about that. That's an accountant.
Well,
only part
of it or whatever. Oh. But the money should go if the money gets expended out of that account. The 105 should then, or whatever fees and interest, should then go back in. Coleraine itself sustained. I don't know what's going
on.
And
we, last May, was it last, what, Alice, was the auction last May? For some reason, I think it, okay. I mean, to me, that's another thing that I've asked questions about. It's like, all right, the way the law has changed, we can't spend the excess of what was owed on property. However, can't we, out of the money that was earned from the auction, can't we at least claw back all our expenses?
Which has not been done.
So wait a minute. So the money comes out to pay for it.
Yep.
The land goes up for auction, sells, money comes in, and then all of it's going into the general fund versus a portion at least going back into the revolving
at
fund.
At least two.
That was taken out for that
reimburse
property.
Reimburse the fees, the cost of the fees.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that isn't, that hopefully isn't happening, because if we're $837 short on our free cash and we had that excess money coming in as an offset, in addition to we're doing something very wrong.
On the lack of free cash, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're saying that the money that was done in May, which would be the end of fiscal year 24, was certified in the fall in September, November, December, whenever it was, and we are $837 shy of an egg, and we auctioned $100 and whatever thousand dollars, I guess we're not going to be getting the 102 or 10 or whatever it is, but there still should be some profit margin that would get us to the benefit if we were already 100 and something thousand in receivables short. We still should be somewhere up. We weren't that far off on all of our bookkeeping. We
had that.
That money
right.
coming back in,
right.
there should have been some sort of offset. Something doesn't, the eggs and the and ones and twos are not making numbers that match. And we had that conversation with Dave, and there was never any discussion about that.
Tax time, right.
So that could be a bigger discussion or issue. Or issue.
Right. To follow up on it. Okay.
Because that account, the whole point of setting up that account was that it becomes self-sustainable.
That's
that the
right.
town does not have to put out the 105 without having and putting them into a negative or putting it into a budget, like an Article 3 budget line item for the treasurer, that the money comes out of this account, this revolving fund, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, 105 for property A. When that property gets paid off, they release the lien, there's $105 for the redemption fee, they have to pay for that. That 210 then comes back to the town. Plus there's some lawyer fees and all some other stuff that should get paid back in, you know, surcharges.
Well, and aren't there also different multiple accounts too? Because there's like expenses, there's like the revolving, and isn't there a special, on one of the other reports, wasn't there like a special account? I'm gonna look at that, because I think there's actually three different accounts, of which I've asked multiple times where that money, what's the difference?
Three different accounts. Like
that all have to do with tax title.
Tax title stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, different names.
I think so, yes.
And so my question is it going into a different account and should all be just, should be in the revolving account? At some point in time, like, did that happen? I don't know, I'll have to find out. We'll have to, that'll have to be my next project.
Your next?
Tax title.
Quest.
All right, tax title it shall be. All right, I'll do that.
And there is a difference, to clarify this, there is a difference between going from the tax collector to the treasurer.
Yeah.
You're moving it to tax title, you're getting it off the books. There's a difference of that process,
yes. Yeah.
Which is a liability on our free cash, versus what is in tax title is no longer a liability on our free
yes.
cash.
Yes.
And that process is with Chris, which is not, it's a separate.
Right.
Entity. I just want to, because I don't know if Will's aware of it.
Yeah.
But so it's, when we're just saying that the liability on the tax collector side of things doubled this year, and I suspect it was she just hadn't tax titled soon enough. But perhaps, you know, the year thing, that threshold of a year, if we tighten that down as a town, then you would get something quicker and you wouldn't have this overlap of a potential secondary year on the, from 50 to 100
right.
is the difference.
Right.
That's all.
I mean, there's always going to be some number there,
yes.
but.
Right.
There's
okay.
also the Commonwealth passed new legislation. There's a whole, there's another process that's been added to tax title.
Oh yes, it is.
And when a town, I'll just say a town, puts a property in tax title, then, i.e., the tax collector, there has to be a written notice that is posted on the property, and it has to be hand posted, like by a constable or a sheriff, somebody with legal authority.
Well, our constables are not busy enough, so I like it.
And
you're giving me a bulletproof vest.
So my guess is that will involve an additional fee.
Should that be put into the budget?
Well, I know there's also, like, you know, I think, doesn't it have to go on the website, Hilma? I think it has to go on the website, and it also has to go on the state website.
Oh, I could be. I just, I guess I kind of focused on, okay, that means a higher budget, seems like a higher budget because...
From the tax collector.
Yeah, I would say from the tax collector because there should be some kind of fee for the person that's actually doing the posting.
So I agree, we need to look at those numbers and put a little in there.
So,
You want to make a note about that one?
I will make a note.
Okay.
I will ask also,
Betty?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm the one that
Betty
came through something, probably KP Law, and I pass it to her. Do you know about this? Are you aware about this?
Yeah. So maybe we should put some in for that.
Is it through Betty, or is that, at that point, is that Chris?
No, it's Betty.
Gun wielding Betty.
I don't think it made her day.
Add it in. some bucks in.
Maybe then it would be a sub of the police department. Maybe you'll have to be, get your credentials under there so you know how to not trespass and protect yourself.
She already asked about that because my question was, can our constables do it? Does it have to mean you have to fetch somebody from the Greenfield Sheriff's Department, or can our constables do it? And so she asked whoever, the powers that be in the state, and yes, the local constables can do it. And there has to be some kind of protocol developed, and the fee and the whole bit.
We'll have to build some signboards. Highway department, that'll be right up. Do you have that built in your budget? Those little signs where you can then just slam up with a thing, put it on.
If you want to put it in my budget, I will build it.
Build it and they will come.
It's just 8.5 by 11 sheet, just like all the condemned buildings. You just gotta get up there and you just can't let it fall down.
Condemned buildings, you have to spray paint a red X on it.
And they have to be screwed from the inside.
Put it on the
Aren't we smart, all of us?
Yeah.
When you do a tax, if you do this, you really don't necessarily have authority to go on the property. That's where I was going with the signs. You can get to the town has a right of way.
The right of way,
right.
I think that's
people who are poor are hostile.
No, but I mean, who wants it posted on the side of their house? I mean, I'd be like, get it off my
your taxes.
I know,
your
taxes.
Right on the door and be like, take up a collection.
Are you guys coming to meet us next week?
Nope. I won't be here.
Like the following week? Where are we at? We're getting right up there.
Next week's April 1st.
Well, Fool's Day. So the next week is kind of like...
my favorite holiday, so I can't
be... we need to have the warrant like at that next meeting, don't we?
Yes, we do. Which one? April 8th?
April 8th.
Yes, we do.
We're getting close to D-Day.
We're getting close to D-Day.
So we are efficient this year.
Huh?
We are efficient.
Yeah,
we're about to become efficient.
So if you guys are you making your decisions tonight?
You never know, it's possible.
Okay. So if you do, then we'd have that all pulled together for the select board for next week.
Right.
We can do a little review and then have everything ready for a group review the next week and maybe be done. Ah! Fingers crossed. The warrant articles are pretty straightforward. Yeah. There's no surprises in there other than whatever we figured out about the truck or whatever like that. But there's nothing else other than what we've had the last years, right? Nothing that...
Hopefully not. The one thing that makes me nervous is that...
I tried to, but my printer wouldn't change the orientation and it came out.
School committee wanted to know when our deadline was for...
Nothing last minute.
Articles and
we take nothing last minute.
No, that's why you close your warrant early.
Well, that's why I keep telling people 45 days before town meeting.
That's the law. I've said for a long time, let's the sooner we, the select board closes and has a final thing, then you don't have to take it. If they come to you willy-nilly at the end, you don't have time to make a clear and conscious decision, so why would you want to?
That's right. That's why I said I think the warrant's going to be pretty straightforward. I don't see any surprises. Okay, you guys heading out?
We're going to meet again. Did you happen to print the budget you sent to me? Is there a chance that we get a copy?
I did print some copies, figuring that it was so late in the day. Does everybody in FinCom need a paper copy?
I don't have one in my printer.
So that's a yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yes is a good answer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I was walking out the door and I was sent.
Yes, and
I was
driving, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Finance.
Thank you.
Somebody took their scissors and snipped the wire, so.
I think it's the brief work.
Yes, it is. It is.
Is it going to be Matthew or?
No.
No.
They're all done.
It might be done.
They're all done for now.
Well, I tried to run over the policeman.
You don't have anything else, right?
Let's make it home rich.
Huh? I just want to be a safer.
So all we have is to figure out our schedule for next week, which will be budget.
Budget and
planning.
Bylaws.
Bylaws, budget, warrants. Now we just want to say warrant and budget now. And that's all I got. My famous last words.
I'll find something.
For tonight?
No, for next
week. Oh, for next week. Okay. Do you want to make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I would like to make an motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Woo!
7:09.
7:09.
All in favor?
Will I?
Robin, I.
Awesome.
Gotta send a note.